Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and today I want to share out of God's Word to you. And I know that God's Word, the Bible says that God's Word will not come back void. And I know there's someone on the sound of my voice that needs to hear an encouragement today. And God's Word has that. Lord, touch us today that we may receive of you, I pray. And thank you for your goodness and your mercy toward us all. In Jesus' name, amen. I've been talking for the last few weeks on David when he faced Goliath out of 1 Samuel chapter 17. And today I want to talk a little bit more out of this chapter. Verse 17, verse 37 says, David said, "Moreover, the Lord hath delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, and he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said unto David, Go, and the Lord be with thee." You know what? A testimony of what God has done for you will encourage not only yourself, but a whole nation. This young shepherd boy, when he came down to bring provisions to his brothers that was in Saul's army, saw a whole army afraid of one big giant. And they believed the lie that the giant had told them, and they became afraid. That's the same thing that will happen to you and me when we believe a lie of a system or a giant or a person, an addiction, whatever, that there's no hope for us. When that's a lie, because with Jesus, all things are possible. There's nothing impossible with our God. The same God that was on the scene this day when Israel faced Goliath is the same God that is with you and I today. No matter what we're facing, no matter what our nation's facing, no matter what you're facing in your health or your family, that same God is with you. And David told Saul before he went up, he said, "Listen, I was watching my father's sheep, and a bear came out and took one of the sheep, and I killed him with my bare hands. Same thing with a lion. I don't know about you, but it takes an awesome person to attack a bear and a lion with their bare hands." But you know what? David never depended upon his own strength. He knew that the battle, and that's the whole key for you and me. He said, "The battle is not mine. The battle is the Lord's." When we know that the battle is not ours, we can't do it in our own strength. We have to rely 100% upon God. That's the reason that we get in so much trouble ourselves. And that's the reason our country gets in so much trouble, is because we have forgotten how God has blessed us in times past. That's one thing David had not forgotten when he faced Goliath. He hadn't forgotten that God had blessed him on the backside of the wilderness when the bear and the lion come up. He said, "This giant, this Philistine giant, he'll be no more than that barren lion." In other words, sit down. There's an old hymn I love. It says, "Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings and see what God hath done." You know what? When you sit down and you just count your blessings and look in times past how God has watched over you and protected you, he will do the same for you and me today. Today I pray that you'll keep your eyes on Jesus, that you won't let things discourage you and dismay you, but you'll keep your eyes on him. David said, let me tell you, God delivered me then, and he'll deliver me now. And I'm telling you right now, I'm standing up before you, that I'm telling you that God's the same God that was there that day when they faced Goliath. God's the same God today in America. God's the same God, and he wants to set us free. But we have to walk out in faith. The Bible says when he faced Goliath, he said, "Today you're going down." That's exactly what happened. God gave him the victory. And the Bible says that all the people of the earth knew that there was a God in Israel. And I'm asking you to let all the people of the earth know there is still a God in America. And there's still people that are not afraid to stand up and proclaim their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you today. Father, I pray that you touch hearts and lives under the sound of my voice. And I pray that salvation will come to their heart, that they'll cry to Jesus to save their souls. Lord, we know that that's the only hope for America, is that we turn back to God. Help us to keep our eyes on you. In Jesus' name, amen.